Anyways, Reptilian Master Race, we got, like, you know, everybody I had named before. Mickey Mantle, come on. Elvis, the King of the Blues, Robert Johnson, they all died on, what was it, August 16th, I believe. So many believe these people sold their soul to the devil. Oh, it's much deeper than that. I wish there was only a heaven and hell, you know? If you see them in their real form, I have visions of them. And I'm quite sure that these radars and stuff, they're, I don't know what's going on, but I get these visions in my dreams. I see these fucking hideous, I see Bill Clinton, and then all of a sudden he's got a fucking tail coming out of his suit. All sorts of shit, man, and it's just, like, disgusting, you know?
Are you comfortable with maybe describing them a little more?
What do you want to know? What do you want to know, man? I'm here to enlighten and educate the public.
Describe the facial features.
The public deserves to know.
Describe the facial features that you see,
when they're in their, natural state.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, what do you think when you hear the word reptilian? I mean, they look like, it's like Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're actual size, as big as you or me, some cases bigger. That's not all. I mean, the power is tremendous. It's otherworldly, Joe. They're truly reptilian. This is like, you got to know about this stuff.
What are they trying to do? Well, what's their main goal?
That's the thing. I know of the master race. I don't know the master plan, Joe. If I knew the master plan, you know, I'd be a dangerous guy. I'm sure I wouldn't even be around to talk to you. It would have already come for me.
So
right now, they kind of like it. You know, the publicity that I generate, a lot of people, like, toss it off as, like, I'm some kind of fucking cuckoo-mongo, you know what I mean? But,
so
you know,
feel,
and they kind of like that because it's like, they'll never believe this guy. This guy's like, they think I'm like the fucking inverse of a poster child, you know what I mean? This is my calling. It's my calling.
So do you fear for your life?
I'm sorry?
I'm still feeling
the effect of that laser beam in my head. He pointed that fucking laser beam right at my head.
And so, for what you're saying, given all this information that you're releasing, do you fear for your life?
I fear for my mind. I fear for my brain. You know, this isn't supposed to happen, Joe. These, you know, they've been doing this for centuries. What do you think of the pyramids? What do you think of fucking Taj Mahal?
No.
You know, the fucking Great Wall of China. You know?
What about it?
Chinese people. What do you think? They're part of it, too. I'm convinced, all the intellectual... I'm sorry?
Are you saying that all Chinese people are aliens?
Charlie knows
That's
something we
racist.
Don't know.
What you just said was pretty fucking racist.
Yeah, well, you know, like, you know, I'm not, you know, hey, I it's not a matter of race. We're talking reptilian master race? I don't have anything against the Koreans, you know. They're normal. You know, the fucking Japanese, the Chinese, they are not, this is not normal, you know, to have to be privy to the kind of information that they got, you know. And I'm talking fucking Osama bin Laden, I'm talking all, they're all in it together, you know. Michael Moore, all these motherfuckers. Oh my God, Joe, where am I? Where the fuck am I?
I don't know.
I'm in Lejeune.
So what do you suggest people do going forward? How should they be vigilant?
Got to be skeptical. You know, there's, you know, I'm not a religious man, but I did study a little. There's a lot of, you know, kind of, it's alien stuff. That's why I'm not a religious guy. It's in there too, Joe. What can people do? First of all, this is where I lose some people, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. You got to not use your microwaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stuff gets all inside your head, and then you start
watching.
Why do you think they call it a microwave dinner that you can eat in front of the TV? They're putting all these fucking crazy brain waves in your fucking membrane.
You lose a lot of people on that point.
I lose a couple of people there. I lose a couple of people here, you know? But I pull no punches, man. I feel like this is stuff that, you know, I would be a selfish guy to just save myself, you know?
Right.
I feel like I've got something I can share. Hope everybody gets
safe. No microwaves.
No microwaves.
TV? Are you saying TV?
Limited doses of TV. You got to watch these guys because you got to keep your finger on the beat, you know?
Right. Is radio okay?
Now, it depends, you know, there's different frequency bands, you know, AM's different from FM, you know. Personally, I think AM, that's where I get a lot of my information, and, you know, right now, I'm on a cell phone. I'm poisoning myself right now for the benefit of everybody else. I'm driving around mindlessly in circles in Miami, talking in circles, because I need to fucking get this out there.
So what do you say, given your
spiritual warfare, get out of the fucking mental ghetto and fucking, you know, get in the spiritual penthouse, you know, climb up here, fucking, it's nice, you know, it's a good view from up here. Come on.
Given your sacrifice, what do you say to those out there that would tend to ridicule you? I mean, how do you ridicule
people? You know, well, they fucking crucified Jesus. And that was just an act, but it worked, you know? You know? I'm gonna lose some more people. Jesus was a fucking giant lizard when it comes down to it, you know? Well, what do you think about that? I can't really substantiate that. From the pattern I've seen, the rhythm that I've found is, anybody who's anybody has been part of the Reptilian Master Race, you know? You want to talk about Michael Jackson? Fuck, let's talk about Madonna, you know?